And I still have my inspiration, so I don't know if anybody needs it, but you can have it.
I've got mine. I think Arsino needs one.
She's about to need one.
Very well. In that case.
Okay, Gibbs, you have an inspiration. Use it well.
Arsino has an inspiration, not the DM. The DM does not need an inspiration.
The DM got an inspiration just now.
Oh no.
Technically, Arsino is a DM PC right now.
They have 4 dialogue options. Yes, yes, sarcastically, yes, angry, and no. Parentheses, yes. Well, here is your kill box as described last session. How is the party going to approach this?
All right. Is it the case that that is a ravine through the middle? It looks like maybe there's a few ravines there.
Yes.
It is very raviney.
Yep. In this case... Oh, sorry. Yeah. Kel'Tavar is really close to the northern mountains, as you saw from the map. So most of the terrain is this uneven little ravines and little writings and plateaus.
Okay. Is it... What kind of movement penalty is it to get in and out of the ravines there?
If you do not have a climbing speed, you move at half speed. Otherwise, since you're a Dampier, you can just move up and down normally. The height of the ravine here is 15 feet.
15 feet? Oh, wow. Those are good ravines. So one thing I was just thinking, I don't know, with the 15-foot ravine, maybe this is not the best play, but we can actually light the bonfire out of the ravine, like maybe, I'm just saying, like right here maybe, or someplace like that, that's higher up, so that the greater chance that the permafrost demons will see it. And then we could actually hide in the ravines so they wouldn't see us until they got here. But with a 15-foot ravine, especially for TK and Arsino in their big armor, that might be more of a challenge getting out.
Yeah.
But it would have to be a pretty big fucking bonfire. If it's in a 15-foot ravine, though.
Well, we can make the bonfire.
Guys.
Yeah.
We can hide in the ravine, like Felix suggested, and I can use stone shape to. I can use stone shape to manipulate the ravine to create somewhere for us to hide until they're in, and then we could. Ignite some oil or do a wall of fire and trap them inside.
Could you make us a ramp or a stairway or something so they could easily get our fighters out?
Yeah, I can do that.
What were you going to say, Michael?
I was going to say if we're concerned about them seeing the fire or feeling the heat, because it's in the ravine, We could carry carry some torches or something on top, especially arsenal. It's just going to be the bait.
Maybe.
Good news. Stone shape isn't concentration. It's just permanent. I'd have to cast it multiple times, exhausting my fourth levels, but it'd be worth it. Unless you wanted to tie some rope down instead of using creating stairs, which I think would be a more valid option. Save me a fourth level.
Yeah, we could probably manage that.
There's that lovely tree right there.
Yeah, and I'm also looking like, I kind of wonder if we hide in the ravine, spread out a little maybe.
We could put us here if you want.
Yeah, we could. I just wanted to make sure since we don't know where they're going to come from, it's hard to hide outside of the ravine.
We can,
because they might.
So what I'm thinking is, yeah. So what I'm thinking is we. Gibbs, can you erase something after I draw it? I don't want to cause a problem.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I was thinking we could put some oil in the perimeter here. We could use this tree line here for cover, use stone shape to create somewhere to hide. Gibbs would probably offer us advantage on that stealth check. Light the fire here, and then if Arsenault sees a problem, Arsenault can just jump into the ravine if they're coming from the other direction. We could have two bonfires set up if you want to do it like that too.
We could also partially cut. We could cut some trees down or get them to the point where they can go down if we push on them to block the north and south, because you can just walk out from those directions.
Yeah. We also don't know if these creatures fly, hover, teleport. We don't know any of those things. So.
Right. One of the things that I think we were hoping to do would be to get a big surprise round, maybe a big fireball, a bit. So if that would mean that we'd have to keep, Arsenault would have to hide somewhere where she could actually see the bonfire so she could fireball the shit out of them.
There's literally a tree right here.
To it. Yeah. I just mean, like, jumping down into the ravine, if they see her, I guess is a possibility, but we would like to try to avoid having her seen, because if she's in the ravine, she can't fireball the shit out of them up there.
Well, we can put ropes down and things like that, too.
Yeah, we should put the ropes down anyway, because it's going to be hard for most of our party to get back up.
Yeah. But I'm not so good at setting traps, but I've offered what utility I can to this situation. I'm saying you guys can decide.
Yeah, I'm not sure we have enough oil to cover that whole area, though.
I think I have like a gallon of oil, dude.
I'm not sure what the scale is on here, but just based on the size of our tokens, you're going to need a lot more than a gallon of oil.
Oh, for sure.
I do like the idea of maybe once they're engaged with us, luring them into some place that has oil already in it that we could ignite, because Arsenault has a firebolt or something like that, right? So she could easily ignite the oil if they're standing in it. I don't suppose anybody has grease spell.
Unfortunately, no. What we could do is chop down some trees, and similar to Michael's idea, instead of blocking the passages, we could line the area or perimeter with trees and then put oil on the kindling so that it would be quick burn. But that would just create a perimeter that wouldn't be a damaging trap to those inside. And as far as we know.
Well, I think if I could cast Firewall, that's going to be all the damage we need, I think.
Maybe.
As long as they're forced to stay in it.
I don't know how many of them there are. Hopefully there won't be more than a few. But if we want to get them all lined up in a row, then, like, basically from this location up through, like, maybe this location is probably the best place to do that. And how tall is that firewall, by the way? Do you know?
I think it's, like, 15 feet high.
Yeah, let me check. It's high. It is 20 feet high.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, that would basically go a long way toward filling that ravine with fire, especially if we were able to put that area there, line it with oil-soaked logs or something. And then we just need to make sure that Arsinoe had a way out after she lures them in there. Or, and hear me out, maybe I should lure them in there because it's easier for me to get in and out.
I legitimately think that's a good idea, but I don't think I don't think Levy's intention was to get out.
Well, I don't think Arsinoe's intention was to stand in the middle of the firewall either. Or to fireball herself.
I understand that. I'm just saying it sounded like she wanted to do a lot of tanking.
Oh, yeah. And I think she will, because if we get them in there, the best case is they're going to try to get out.
Fair.
Because it's probably not going to kill them. I was just thinking, like, If she could hide somewhere up top where the bonfire is to give them a big fireball, I can hide somewhere where I can reveal myself to them. Like, I don't know, I'm just guessing, like maybe over here somewhere, and get them to follow me into the ravine, giving both Arsinoe and Ilya a chance to fill it with fire. And then I could get the fuck out of the ravine, hopefully. And as they come out, I would suggest Ilya on one side of the ravine and Arsinoe on the other. It's, who knows what side they're going to come out. Maybe if there's enough of them, they might come out both sides. I should be able to get back and forth through the battlefield without too much trouble. As long as I can see it, the places I could actually teleport. So I could play both sides if necessary.
I didn't know Felix swung that way.
It's a lot of you don't know about Felix. His long black coat covers a multitude of secrets.
Shut the fuck up. I ain't even mad.
Speaking of secrets, another fun option would be web.
Agreed. It's flammable, is it not?
Highly flammable. So the dual punch of possibly restraining some of them and also being on fire.
Sounds like a plan.
All right. So we just need to figure out where everyone wants to be. And I guess we're going to cut the logs and line this ravine here with some bonfires on each side. Or actually, I guess a line of oil-soaked logs that we can turn into flame.
All right. Let me add some assets here. How far do you want to cover the ravine?
That's probably about right.
This length? Or more?
I prefer a little more girth.
Okay. As long as we have enough oil.
How you doing, Gibbs?
I'm not laughing.
You guys, I think he's laughing.
She goes,
all right, is this okay, or you want to make it longer? God damn it.
Sucker! Gibbs, how could you?
Is this fine?
Euphemisms in my D&D? I think not. I think not, good sir.
Yeah, that seems like pretty reasonable. The two big ravines with oil-soaked logs in them.
Hmm. Yeah. I just hope we manage to find the right spot.
Well, hopefully they're going to come to us and we'll make it the right spot.
All right. Remind me, are you letting the logs now or saving it for later?
No, we're going to save it.
All right. For now, you're going to do a campfire in the middle, is that it?
Yeah, I was thinking like right around where Arsino's token is right now, in fact. I guess I better put my token on there too. I think I'm going to try and see if I can hide. I don't know, where's a good place to hide? Maybe I could hide over here. And is this like a big tree? I can hide in the big tree.
All right.
We want to make a giant bonfire, like one of those big bonfires, like at the college homecomings on TV. One of those giant ones.
Oh, yeah. Like from the Buffy movie.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Such a good movie. That's my, never mind.
And there we go. Starting to look right. Where do you guys want to hide yourselves?
Well,
that's some light right there.
Great. Yeah. Yeah. I'm liking that. Whoa, the assets. Oh my god, the frame rate. What the fuck? Okay.
I'll climb this tree here.
Are you sure? Because right. I can make a space that we could all fit in.
I'll put you 20 feet up, Michael.
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, we could do that.
Like, it might be better if we're not all together.
Fair.
I saw your message earlier, Michael, about you're familiar. We can brainstorm something, but for now, we'll just do share initiative on the same run.
Great.
Same turn, I mean.
Appreciate it.
Of course.
I would like to be where I can see Arsino, but somewhere I could stone shape into making like a little outcropping that we can hide under. So I'm thinking I want to be up top side so that I can see the battlefield.
Yeah, I think everyone should start up out of the ravine if they can.
I like this space right here. Can you see that dot?
I can see it.
Where you're... Yeah.
Yeah. I'd like to make a little outcropping right there, right on the ravine line.
All right. One use of your stone shape and advantage on your stealth check.
Yep, let me just cast the spell.
And being a revenant, I imagine I don't put out any heat, right?
Nope, you don't.
So, it's a nice... feature as long as I don't stay still for too long and freeze to the tree.
Don't lick it.
Yep, there's a stone shape down. You can read the text and tell me if my plan doesn't work with it, but I'm pretty sure it does.
It does.
It might be a little cramped for more than one person, but yeah. I do think it would be funny if I just stone-shaped a door. Yeah, fuck it, I'm stone-shaping a door. I'm just gonna stone-shape a door into the side of the wall, and to the side of the cliff face. And just walk in. I love it.
That's the best ever, because when you get in an argument or something, you just stone-shape a door, walk through it, and slam it behind you.
Yeah, so here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to walk up. I'm going to take my gauntleted hand, the one with, like, the black steel, and I'm just going to knock, and I'm going to do, like, a secret knock, like a... That, there you go. There's my spell cast. Door magically appears.
And Arsino also needs to hide and get ready with her. I'm assuming fireball, but I'll leave it to you.
When you say you.
Yes.
She's a DNPC, so.
Oh, right. I got scared. I don't want that responsibility.
Don't worry. I'll bear the burden of this character. Which I know how to play very well, I think.
I'm gonna message Levy and be like, Gibbs called Arsino a burden. See how that plays?
Yeah.
He'll believe you.
And that Arsino goes brr.
Just getting a bunch of fire ready. All right, so you guys ready to put this action plan into action?
I'm gonna go ahead and roll my stealth thing.
Go ahead and roll. Roll that stealth.
I want you to know advantage is still probably not going to be great. Yeah, all right, 13. Yeah, there's just a door in the side of the wall. It's fine.
I have mastered the art of staying completely still.
They can't see me, I'm inside. I'm fully obscured. Gibbs, can I have total cover?
Yes, you have total
cover. Hey! Y'all fucked. Sorry. I'm a little competitive today.
All right. You light the fire, you take your positions, and you, well, hide as best as you can.
A squirrel flies overhead. As soon as I see them coming, I'm going to start oiling my arrows. Or maybe I should oil my arrows now. Just...
All right. You can oil your arrows. They don't have a limit on how long they last.
Okay.
It's just those... 5 pieces of ammunition become arrows you can ignite. Damn, Felix's stealth is so good, I lost track of his token. Ah, I found it. There you go.
Hide from the DM.
You will see us approaching from the west, a massive figure made of pure ice emerges from the storm. Curious about the flame and heat. That is currently invading his territory. You see a permafrost elemental, as described by Agnes. Lacks the typical grace of a normal fae, clearly corrupted by the magic of Barovia. You will reach the end of the ravine, and remind me, Arsino's not hiding, are they?
I think the plan was for her to hide and get in a surprise fireball or something.
All right. Let me roll a stealth. Oop. This thing's perception is pretty bad. But not bad enough to be a 9. Everyone else rolls with advantage because you're hidden. But as the permafrost elemental sees the bonfire, it unfortunately also spots Arsino. And in this case, it will target her as a source of heat. Angry that a mortal human has made a flame in their turf, it is going to roll initiative as it makes a spike of ice in the palm of their hand, ready to throw it towards Arsino.
Terribly sorry. Reminder, I was going to cast Death Ward at the start of the just before the combat started on Arsino.
Sure thing. Where's Julia?
Oh, I haven't rolled it yet. Sorry. I was casting the spell.
No, I mean, where's your token?
Oh, I'm not on the map. I'm so sorry. I forgot to drag myself on.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I think that's where we decided to be.
Yep.
Oh my god, you guys. I rolled an 11! I rolled an 11!
You did it!
Did add something to that too?
No! In fact, I rolled a 12!
Alright.
Hey! Oh! It's still shit! Oh!
Your sentinel shield.
Yeah, it rolled with advantage.
Okay. I'm so sorry.
Look, man, it's my fault for having a negative dex score, but it's fine.
Ilya, you are first.
Okay. Well, I think I'm going to... Should probably hold my action. This thing is... It looks like it's going to throw or shoot some kind of ice.
Yep.
I'm so sorry. Prior to lighting the bonfire, I think I would have cast this spell as well. On Arsino. Yeah. For cold. I think that was part of the plan we talked about last session, but I might be wrong.
Alright.
Yeah, I hate to do it, but I think I'm gonna hold off on my action to wait and see what the permafrost elemental does.
Yeah. Do it.
What exactly are you gonna hold for?
Well, because we want it to get down into the ravine, right?
No, like what's your held action and trigger?
Yeah, you need to describe. You're holding a spell, okay. Or you're holding a movement attack.
I can't just delay and decide to jump into the initiative later.
You can. You can drop your initiative, but it will permanently decrease your initiative for the subsequent rounds. So you can roll. All right. Then let me move you right here. In that case, ambition.
Yeah. My buffs are up. I've got concentration out. I've got a spell. I am going to... I assume I would have made myself like a little window in the door so I could look out. Or maybe that's too complex. It's up to you.
You can.
One of those little slidey windows that they have.
Yeah. It's a fourth level spell, man. I'm not gonna police it that much.
Okay. I'm just checking in. Just trying to be compliant. I think I will hold a slow. Hold the spell slow for when the creature gets within the area. That will be my trigger if the creature moves within the target area.
All right. Arsino goes next. Arsino has been noticed. What can they do?
To run forward and yell fireball.
Yes, she can. She will do exactly that. She's gonna yell fireball. Let's see. Permafrost Elemental makes a saving throw. The pretty bad dex. They fail. They are going to take 34 fire damage. And this is going to be doubled because they are vulnerable to fire.
Hell yeah.
Hey, we guessed right. Hey.
68 fire damage. At which point, the Permafrost Elemental is going to use a reaction. Let's see here. Heinous Reprisal. In response to being hit by an attack that deals fire damage, it can make an opportunity attack, range, or melee with advantage. And it is going to use advantage. 20 to hit, that hits. That's going to be 13 bludgeoning and 6 cold. After resistance, that's going to be 16 points of damage towards Arsino. That's going to be their turn. Actually, no, wait. Arsino has the bonus actions and stuff. She should probably use those.
Doesn't Arsino have a higher AC than 20?
Oh, yeah, she got a cloak of protection. What? Never mind, that is going to miss. What she do? She's just going to...
She's got the shield spell, too.
Yep, never mind. She's just going to move behind cover. This tree. So she has half cover from this. Felix!
I'm also trying to think whether I want to wait for a thing to get a little bit closer. But let me see here. Yeah, I'm going to have to because I think my... that's going to be kind of long range for me. I'm gonna hold my action. Can I hold and execute the bonus action and the action at the same time?
No, you can only hold one. You can use a bonus action and then hold your action for something.
In that case,
you mean?
No, I was thinking I was going to get over here to the fire. And well, yeah. But I wanted to hold everything without decreasing my initiative necessarily for the whole combat, but you know what? Fuck it. We ball. I'm going to come down to here. Actually, I'm going to come right next to this fire. I'm going to dip one of my oiled arrows into the fire. And then I'm going to use the short bow on this guy. And I'm going to move a little bit ahead so he's not at my extreme range after I have dipped the arrow. Gotta be kidding me. You know what? I want to use my inspiration there and just re-roll that attack. One.
All right.
How's a 15 do?
15 misses still.
Too bad. Okay. And then I am going to use the balance. I'm going to use the bonus action to activate my Veil Stride. Teleport behind cover. I'm going to guess like the cover of the trunk of this tree, which I'm assuming is probably only partial cover, but I don't know.
That will be half cover.
The half cover, okay. And then that will be my entire turn.
All right. Let's see here. The elemental is going to get closer to use an ability. It is going to jump into the ravine and be pretty unbothered by it. I mean, the falling damage, that is.
Oh, good. Whew. Okay, my triggered action goes off.
All right. Go ahead.
Yep. I need to click the spell. Slow down, which does mean the cold resistance on Arsenal goes away, but it served the majority of its purpose.
Alright. The Permafrost Elemental is slowed. I can only take one action or a bonus action. This is a passive thing.
Cannot take reactions.
Yes, I cannot take reactions. This is a passive thing. I believe that's unaffected.
Wait, what?
Elemental can, it's like a movement action where wherever it ends up, it forces a saving throw of creatures within 60 feet of it.
Oh, yeah, that's just an aura. Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, it's an aura. Everyone? No, wait, sorry. That would be Ilya, Arsenal.
Are you factoring in the height?
65 feet away. Yeah, we take whichever is the highest. We take whichever is the highest.
Wait, what do you mean?
If you are 60 feet away and the creature is 20 feet down, we just take 60, for example.
Okay, so we're not going to do trig. Okay.
Yeah. You're 65 feet away, so that's...
All right. No, it's safe. Fine. No, Felix, I'll just put away my math nerd glasses. It's fine.
Arsino and Ilya, please roll me Constitution saving throws. I'm Arsino. I forgot. Succeeds.
Is not.
All right.
Vulnerability to cold.
Yep. Arsenal is now immune to this for the next 24 hours. You can make another saving throw at the end of your turn, Ilya.
Okay.
Let's see. Let me give you... There you go. Vulnerability to cold. Permafrost Elemental is going to use its single attack on you again, Ilya, for a freeze heart. Oh, wait. This cannot target undead. It's going to attack Arsenal.
No, no, I think the creature wouldn't know. What's the creature's wisdom score?
Yeah. No, the thing is, it cannot target it to begin with. It would be...
Oh, yeah, there's no heart to grab. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
And in case Arsino makes a DC 16 con save and succeeds, they're going to take half of this.
Pallies, baby.
15.
Nice.
7. That's the only action it can take because it is slowed. At the end of its turn, it makes another wisdom saving throw to see if it breaks free. 17.
May I use my inspiration to force you to roll again?
That has to be beforehand.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
All right. The Permafrost Elemental is back to normal.
Cool.
Ilya.
Okay. When do I make that saving throw?
At the end of your turn.
End of my turn. Okay. All right. Well, this guy is in the pit. So is it time? It might be time.
Is he in the pit? Then yes.
Yeah.
Target him.
All
right. Also, if you target right in front of him, he'll have to go through it to get us. But
exactly. I'm wondering whether I do a line or whether I do a circle surrounding him.
Oh, if you can do a circle, do a circle.
Circle.
Yeah. Let's do a circle then. Create ring, it's, I believe, a 20-foot diameter, up to a 20-foot diameter, so I can make it smaller if I want. Let's see what it looks like, what the template looks like. It didn't
right. Make a template. Keep in mind, Ilya, you might need to do something before the spell goes off. as a reaction, the permafrost elemental.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Slow.
Why is that?
It slowed.
It saved from slow.
Oh, right. Fuck. I tried! Good luck, everybody else.
What do I have to do then?
You make a DC 16 con save. If you fail, you will take 1d8 cold damage per level of the spell, and the spell has no effect.
Oh, fuck. Alright. Alright, let's use my point of inspiration. I only get two of those. Please roll something higher than a 7, for fuck's sake. There we go.
That succeeds. You're able to get the spell off.
Alright. So, this, that's not the right size thing. Okay, so he will take 5d8 fire damage.
Alright.
Plus an additional 4 for a total of 34 because of my level 6 ability.
I believe you mean 68.
I believe you're right.
It fails. It takes double this damage. 60.
68, technically. Right. I didn't add my extra damage for my... What's the feature called? Radiant Soul.
Alright. The Permafrost Elemental is... Well, bloody. Whatever that may look like on an elemental made out of ice.
Cool.
All right, I've got some. You know, this thing is just going to walk out of it. Should I get down there and block it, or
light the trench?
With what is the question? I don't have anything.
Well, the firewall here will definitely light up this side of the ravine.
Yeah, Arsenal can light the next trench maybe on her turn.
All right, I will climb down from the tree and get walk behind it for cover. In fact, actually, if we, again, not to get trigonometry involved, how tall is this thing?
This thing is, it's a huge creature, which means it would be, well, 25 feet.
Okay, so it can see us. It's not like it's going to have trouble seeing us on the ridge. So, never mind. I'll just do what
I said. Speak for yourself.
Yeah. I'm just down. Arsenault in her door.
Yep. Good old Arsenault in her stone-shaped spell.
Yeah. Okay. All right, that's it for me. My familiar can go. My familiar is not going to get too close to this thing. He's going to fly behind and call it a day. Intern, Ambition, you're up.
Hey! I would like to open the door. I can see the target.
Yes, question mark.
Cool. Hey. You know what that means, don't you? Second level guiding bolt. Straight up the butt. I'm hidden. Do I have advantage on the spell attack roll?
Uh.
I am fully obscured before I exit the door, so.
Yes, but that's an equal hidden. Because you did cast a spell, he's aware that you're there. He just can't see you.
Yeah.
I'll say no. You have to take a hiding action.
Okay, that's fine. I'll just attack normal. How that about the 22? Cool, cool. This creature is not undead, correct?
Nope.
Okay. In that case, 21 points of radiant damage, and the next attack roll made against it before the end of my next turn has advantage. That means, Felix, you don't have to move to get sneak attack.
Nice.
And I just remembered I needed to make my constitution saving throw to try to overcome that vulnerability, which is a fail.
Bummer. I will then step back through the door and close it. That is my turn.
This bitch.
You might, to those with keen enough hearing, you might hear a little...
She shot the deadbolt? Is that what it's...
Yeah! I'm proud of myself. That's my turn.
Honestly, now it goes to next. Let's see. Arsenal is going to... Oh, look at that. She has another third level spell slot. She's going to fireball. She's going to put it right here so it ignites the other half of the ravine.
Hell.
Great job.
All right. That is going to light up this whole place. And Permafrost Elemental makes a saving throw, which it fails. And it takes 25 damage, double to 50. All right, is that... I was going to ask if that's the end of Arsino's turn, like I'm not playing her.
I mean, that's exactly how one does do DMPC.
Yes, it is. There you go. You're next.
You have my turn. Advantage.
Yep. And also, just out of curiosity, if I'm shooting through his wall of fire, does that automatically make any arrow like a fire arrow?
Yes, it would.
Okay. Then I don't need to use one of my oiled arrows and just use a regular arrow. And come on. Here we go. Short bow. At advantage. There we go. That's what I'm talking about. And also...
That hits.
A sneak attack. Points... Just base with before the vulnerability. That's not bad. Good job, Felix.
Good answer.
And he's going to step back behind cover and be done.
All right, the Permafrost Elemental goes next. One second for firewall.
Yeah, the spell description reads, the DM loses a turn, lol.
How did you get access to my Google Drive with homebrew spells? Alright, it is going to move out of the range of the flaming wall, and then it's going to come right here. It will take additional damage from crossing the Ravine of Fire here. Let's see, that's going to be 3d6 fire.
How does firewall work? Did it take damage for passing through it or for attempting to?
It's if it ends its turn on the wall, right? Is that the case?
If it, let's see, what is it? Enters the wall for the first time on a turn or ends its turn there. So it walked through the fire. So okay. It took 17 times 2.
So all right, 34. That's going to be... Right, up 17, 34 damage from the wall of fire, and... let's see, 28 from the ravine. It will climb up here, and is going to smack two targets. Actually, no. For that, it is going to use a... Brain Warmth Aura, because now they are in range of Ambition and Felix. So, can't Felix and Ambition.
Me. Is it?
You're still in the aura.
Bam. It was worth a shot. Alright.
I just barely missed it. Okay, I'm used to being cold like my Dampier heart.
Ambition, you succeed, and you are immune to the aura for the next 24 hours.
Cool.
You think you can chill my heart?
Let's see, he's going to use two attacks and one freeze heart. Felix, please roll a constitution saving throw as it attempts to freeze your heart.
He's undead.
I'm not really undead. I'm kind of undead.
Totally. Undead. Partly dead.
Yeah, he's undead adjacent. Doesn't that count?
Yeah. Oh.
Felix, you take 14 cold damage, doubled into 28.
Ouch. I will check my concentration. Nope. Oh well, that's okay.
By the way, this creature's on the verge of death after crossing the firewall again in the ravine. One to Arzino, one to Ilya. It does have reach because it is a huge creature. Let's see here. Arzino. Alright, I'll remove cover because, I mean, it's a melee attack, so you don't benefit from it. That misses. And Ilya. Oh!
I think I just came a little bit, because that's not actually a critical hit.
Wait, what?
I have adamantine armor.
Yes, you do. Ignore that crit damage. We'll take half of this.
Oh, that felt so good to say.
Bro, do you need a bro?
29 bludgeoning becomes... 14 instead. And the cold damage... Well, that one we can keep because you're vulnerable, so it'll be 25.
All right, I maintain.
So from a 79 damage, you reduce it down to 39, essentially.
Yep. And that, my friends, is why we sprung for the adamantine armor.
There's this moment in crit roll that I feel contract bound to share, which is very early on in campaign 2, one of the characters buys a ring of fire resistance for an exorbitantly higher price than it would normally be. And he's given shit for having it for the rest of the campaign. And at some point he offers it as a betrothal ring to his in-character girlfriend, played by another player. And in the final boss battle, she gets hit with the fireball, and this is the only reason she survived is the ring. And he's just like, yes! Saved my bitch! It just felt right to share in this moment. Same energy.
We're going to say that this creature, he swings his arm and it smashes into Ilya, and there's this resounding dong, and the knight, you see him smiling more than you've ever seen him smile before. Then he looks over at the two of you and he just gives a thumbs up, and as he smiles, of course, he's got some blood coming out of his mouth, and he's like, yeah.
I love that for him. He's having such a good time.
Yeah, TK, you watch as the Permafrost Elemental makes a giant spike of ice in the palm of its hand. And at first, you could wear it. You see that it's perfectly angled to just pierce right through your chest. You might have another strut rips you in half situation. But as soon as you make contact with adamantine plate, you feel it vibrate and it lets off this very pleasing sound, just like a harmonizing piece of metal that instantly shatters the spike of ice into tiny little pieces flying everywhere. You take a good amount of damage, but nowhere near the devastating blow that it could have dealt. And, of course, your adamantine armor is completely fine. Not a single scratch in it. Is that all you can do? Yes, it is. All right, Ilya.
All right. Is this thing perched on the edge of the ravine here?
Yes.
Okay. I need to look up real quick the push mastery. See whether there's a size limit on what I can push a creature of large or smaller size. Okay, that's why I asked, because this thing is huge, correct?
Yes.
Alright. Okay. I will not try to push it off with my hammer then. I will just swing at it.
You have a flaming sword, dude.
Exactly, with my flamey sword.
Yeah.
Flame. 17?
Just hits.
Twelve damage. Six of that is fire. So 18.
Alright, 18 damage.
Are you still up? Okay.
Just barely, but yes.
Second attack. That is a crit miss. Too bad. And my bird.
Ilya, I can't see your health bar.
Ah, okay. I will change that in a moment.
I can't see Felix's either.
Yeah, I don't see anybody else's except Arsinoe, because I have permission on her character.
That's very odd. Wait. How about now?
Yes.
No?
What was happening? Curious.
The permissions was set to limited instead of observer. I think it might have something to do with an update, maybe.
Okay.
Oh, well, I still can't see. Well, I guess I can, actually, now. Just, they didn't take any
damage. Sorry to interrupt your go.
Nope, all good. So Quill is flying behind there. He's just able to make it around the wall of fire and will make an attack. Is that close enough to flanking where I am?
Yes.
Okay. Make an attack using Ilya's free bonus action that he didn't spend.
Ooh, just misses.
Six. All right. Worth a shot. All right. That's it for Ilya. It feels weird calling him Ilya. Ambition, you're up.
Sweet. I will... I'm going to hit Ilya with a healing word. I'm just going to say, don't die! Oh, it's supposed to be a second level. Terribly sorry, 1 second. Yes, Ilya, please receive 44 healing.
Don't mind if I do.
That's not bad. Yeah, it's not bad. And then, I'm going to cantrip. Cantrip Sacred Flame. Give me a dex save, motherfucker.
All right. Fails.
Yeah. Yeah, you take damage now. Pretty good damage, dude. God. 13.
You get the kill.
Finally!
With Sacred Flame, too. All right.
Yeah.
That's it. Permafrost Elemental dies. It just goes, deceptive name is not actually fire. How will you describe that, Ambition?
I want it to do like that, that geyser effect. When it starts burning, like, I want the burn to sort of start inward and then create, like, a geyser and the ice ruptures. That's what I want.
All right. As the heat of your sacred flame emerges from beneath the feet of the permafrost elemental, it winds up one more attack to try and pierce Ilya to her heart. And then it goes through. You watch as the elemental is unable to hold its shape any longer. He is split in half and melts into a puddle of water, turning to the earth.
Are we sure this thing isn't going to, like, I don't know, come back with an angry face?
Well, what has become of it? Are there pieces of ice sitting around, or has the whole thing melted at this point?
Let's see. It will live behind a clear crystal where its heart would be. It's not made of ice, though. It's an actual gemstone. And add it to your loot. Worth 1,000.
Yeah.
Yo, baller.
So, all this fire that we created.
Yeah, it'll burn itself out, right? It's snowing. It'll be fine.
Well, I mean, I guess.
Well, I'm going home. Safe. Good night, everyone. My job here is done.
Hair flip.
Door slam.
Dead yeah. I think I'll take a nap. Anyone else want a nap? Okay.
So I'm guessing all the stuff in the ravine, since it's in the ravine, is not gonna. There's not a whole lot of stuff in there that's gonna burn, right?
Yeah, it definitely won't get far. It yeah. has enough fuel and so, oil to be self-sustaining for now, but you can probably guess in a matter of maybe 10 minutes or so, it will begin to die down. The cold is just too harsh in this place. Yeah.
And maybe we can scatter the bonfire a little bit to speed it up. And we didn't catch anything on fire that's important with the firewall, did we?
Oh, it's a forest. There's nothing important to it.
Then good. Maybe hang around, make sure nothing that's not supposed to be burning burns, and then head back to the town.
Yes, yes, this is fine. I'm curious. If the remains, what do they look like?
Of the ice elemental?
Yeah.
Sorry, the permafrost elemental? It's just the...
Like, is it all gone, or...
Yeah, it's just the basically fist size gemstone that it left behind.
Oh. Hey guys, look at this.
Yep, I'm in favor of fist size gemstones.
Yes, someone should go down and get it. I'm not going out.
Oh yeah, I can climb down there and get it. It's not a big deal.
Good. Do that.
All right, well, back to the village. Let them know that everything is safe. Maybe take a rest, and then I forget the exact timeline. I think we have an extra day before we have to leave, right? And evacuate them.
That sounds right. Yes.
So we could actually, I don't know if that gives us time to investigate up in to the waterfall that's the source of that sacred pool.
I have created an image to memorialize the occasion.
To the what?
Is that another one of your souls?
Trying to canonize Mario.
God damn it.
Hmm. Well, we did the job. We should go back. We should get these people out of here, and then, I don't know, get paid? We get paid, right? Are we getting paid for this? We're getting paid for this, right?
We just got paid. That was our... That was all the payment we're getting for this, I think.
Well, that was the fastest and most efficient way anyone has defeated the Permafrost Elemental so far. Congratulations.
Eat shit. Eat shit, everybody else. Sorry. Oh, sorry.
In my other game, we had a wizard that cast a fireball on them after they have a vulnerability to cold damage, and then they took 60 cold damage in response. And this was basically them in the first turn.
Yeah, I think that'll do it.
Question. Are you guys hoping to go to the werewolf cave now, or would you like to wait 2 days?
I don't really want to wait 2 days unless it's going to put us at risk of failing our evacuation mission. What does the map think?
Maps don't think.
Maybe not in our world, but come on, it's magic.
I mean, I heard once of an explorer who had an awakened map. I think it was probably a wise.
It's only a 5-mile trip.
Yep. Sorry. You know what I was gonna do. Gibbs knows.
It's a 5-mile trip.
So if that's a five miles, we could make that. That's almost the same amount of time that we probably hiked out from the village almost, so we can make that in like an hour and a half or 2 hours easy. Which X is it that where the waterfall is? It's the top one, right? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean,
it
I
is
think
difficult terrain because you're in a mountainous area, but it would take you 6 hours of travel, I believe, at a normal pace.
Felix, please stop talking to the map. It's creeping everyone out.
Wait, see what I have.
By everyone, I mean me. I mean me. Specifically. That's...
Yeah, I mean, I think...
That's everyone I care about. Yes.
If we have 2 days before it's their evacuation time, and it's a 6-hour there, 6-hour back, so... That's like, gives us almost a whole day there.
Yes, and what do we do if the werewolves have discovered that they're evacuating? What if there's a mole?
Well, then they would have already attacked if they were going to attack, because they've known they were going to evacuate for quite a while. They were just waiting for us.
Fair enough. We'll burn that bridge when we come to it.
The werewolves clearly don't want them dead. They would be dead already if they did.
We are kind of proud of
that line. See? Yes, that's the spirit. That's the spirit, Elia.
Yeah, we're going to have to rename ourselves the Flamewalkers. Yeah, I think we should try to go to the... follow the stream up to the waterfall and see what we can find. The source of this mystic stream or mystic pond. What do you guys think?
Yes, fine.
All right. I begrudgingly accept.
Go ahead.
We have a 5-10 minute bathroom break. We'll get some snack real quick.
I begrudgingly accept.
All right. Then, see you guys here in 5 minutes.
So long! Dying!
Hey, look.
Well, watch it happen.
Your sacred flame was 6-7. The damage.
You're not going to get me to say it, dude. It's not going to happen.
Sorry, I have a 9-year-old boy, so that's all I hear is 6-7.
God damn.
Everybody's over it now.
I had to explain to someone who is exactly as old as I am what an op was today. Yes, there's a song and a game. There's a song of Final Fantasy XIV created by Tom Morello of Rage Against the Machine Soundgarden. Arduous. The song lyrics involve "Don't let the ops win." And my friend was like, "What the fuck is an op?" And I had to explain. What could
it
be?
Like,
let's go through the list.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, here's the... It means opponent.
Oh, opponent?
Okay. The opposition, yeah.
Oh, I've never heard that one, but okay.
Yeah.
I guess I've heard op... What's the op research say? Usually if I see op, though, I'm thinking OP as in overpowered.
I think that way as well, and so did the...
Operation.
Yes, and that's fine. That went swimmingly, by the way.
It sure did. I was expecting... Don't tell Gibbs. I'm only saying this because he's not here, but I expected that to be much harder than it was.
We had a good plan.
Yeah. And I had my armor. Still can't
believe it. Yes, and you had the
armor. That is fucking why. That is why I needed that, because that happens. I've got a ton of hit points, but then he hits me with that fucking crit, and it takes all of them away. In one go. Boom. Now you're almost dead. Full health, almost dead.
Again.
Not anymore.
Eat shit, crit.
Yep.
That's what my kids would say. Get wrecked.
Get wrecked, indeed.
God. Sorry, sometimes I forget that I'm kind of a jerk. Because I thought about saying something. Well, like, don't say it. Did we win?
We won that part, for sure.
No, like, we beat Strahd, right? Like, we're done. I can go home.
Yeah. We got a little ways to go. I gotta find that fucking sword, too. I got some more Taroka cards to find, too. Or two.
What two. Sword? What Taroka sword are you talking sword. About?
You know what sword.
I mean, I do. I, the player. No. What do Emma you mean?
Emma should knows. You were there when we found that.
I don't recall. Journal thing. I've already forgotten.
Well, it's too bad nobody has a session by session log of everything that we've done.
Yes, it sure would be swell if someone had. But unfortunately. Some of us are stuck talking to maps.
That map talks back. Look.
Okay, I believe you.
I guess you could say it's talking, but half the things it just says is, I'm the map, I'm the map, I'm the map. So, you know, it's not really all there.
And what's the deal with that talking fox?
Right?
I'm talking about...
Even worse is, why does it listen to her when she says, I'm just wiping? And it's just like, okay, I'll get it back.
Well, I have this kind of slow...
Clutch it tighter and hightail it out of there and be like, fuck you, Dora. It's mine.
I had this kind of, like, slow friend growing up. I mean, very dear. Like, the most loyal person you've ever met. He wasn't just autistic. He also had, like... He suffered brain damage when he was, like, during birth. He loved babysitting his cousins and, stepsisters, he would sit around and watch cartoons with him, and at one point in time I came over to check on him. I think I was delivering something, for his mother, and and he's chasing this child, like this 4-year-old girl around the house, yelling, I'm Lauren and I'm exploring, with like a deep southern baritone. Dora the Explorer is on the TV. just brings a smile to my face every time.
Have you guys seen that Dora the Explorer satire theater show? Have you seen any videos of that?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
I just posted something.
I see.
But what if we get copyright?
My kids were more into Diego anyway. The Wild Kratts.
Oh, my
daughter watched Wild Kratts.
I don't know what it is.
And the Wild Kratts was the shit.
Alright, I believe you. Wait, is that about the Kratt brothers?
Yes.
Yeah, with the lemur. Yeah.
I really like the Octonauts. I really thought that show was pretty cool.
I think they watched that a few times, but I don't think they were that as into it. They really liked animals. That's why they liked Diego and the Kratts.
Animals are cool. I read zoo books as a kid. That was my way of getting information in the little bumfuck nowhere, Tennessee.
I'm pretty sure my wife has a crate of all her, what do they call them? Animal cards? Zoo cards? Like, they probably weren't doing them anymore when you were a kid, Julia, but, like, when I was growing up, they had this subscription service. Every month they would send you a big, thick envelope of these glossy animal cards, and it would just be, like, one animal on each one, and facts about the animal, and pictures of the animal, and, you know, they would send you a box, and you could keep all your animal cards in the box.
Have I told you that I have an ungodly hatred for koalas?
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know they all have syphilis?
Did you know that their brains are entirely smooth? There are no wrinkles. They cannot store or gain new information from infancy.
They know they're really, really, really dumb.
Yeah, did you know that They don't have nipples, so they excrete food from the eucalyptus tree that they eat, which, by the way, is poisonous to everything, including them, but they're just too stupid and don't care. they actually aren't born with a digestive enzyme or antitoxin to deal with the poison of the eucalyptus leaf, and instead have to force feed their infants their own excrement in order to help them build a resistance. Bro, koalas are shit, and I hate them. I hate people who say they're cute. I'm like, that's not enough, though! That's not enough! These things deserve to die!
When they look at you with that wall-eyed blank stare, you know, deep inside somewhere, they're saying, kill me.
Bro.
We went the to one, Kangaroo Island, and we saw the whole island is basically almost like a nature preserve. And they had this park there that had the ruins of an old eucalyptus refinery that you could walk around in. And because they built it there because there's tons of eucalyptus trees because there was tons of koalas all around. So you could just walk around and you see like koalas in the tree and then walk through and investigate the old eucalyptus vats and whatever. And there was like interpretive signage. It was pretty neat.
That actually sounds pretty dope.
It was. It was pretty fun.
Koalas are so dumb that some zoologists are debating whether or not we should, or taxonomists are debating there's a debate ongoing that is to reclassify what counts as I always forget which one was. Yep. That's all I had. No more sentence.
Oh. Okay.
Yep. They're like debating on whether or not we should do our entire taxonomy as koalas, despite being potentially too stupid to survive. They don't even respond to outside. Like,
they really don't.
We shouldn't consider them animals. They don't react. They don't react at all when hurricanes happen. They don't react when tsunamis happen. They didn't react during the Australian fires except by fainting. So.
Oh, jeez.
They do occasionally move between trees, so they're.
Yeah, they're hungry. Yeah, they act off of base animal instinct and nothing else. That's kind of the point.
Surprised they're smart enough to fuck.
Oh, they did that a lot, apparently.
Mating in the animal kingdom is kind of rapey, if I'm being honest. And koalas are extremely territorial. During mating season, koalas to like maul them.
Yeah, animals. I wasn't kidding. Every single one of them has a sexually transmitted disease. It's like it's endemic in the koala population now.
Koalas suck, bro. I hate koalas. Sorry. I can't wait for Gibbs to come back in the middle of this.
Yeah, I wonder if did he fall in?
Probably. Worst case scenario, you could do. Yeah, what's up?
Could you possibly adjust your mic sensitivity?
Oh, what's going on?
A little, It's a little insensitive, meaning it doesn't kick in right away or kicks off a little early, so the beginning and ending of everything you say is cut
it's off. My mic was turned away from my head, and I just did that fix it?
Yeah, say some more things.
Baba booey, baba booey, baba booey.
Yeah, it's still cutting off a little bit at the end, but it's better.
Okay. I tend to end sentence quietly.
No, still doing it.
Yep.
Cool.
You just have to be obnoxious as you talk, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. I am a woman, after all. Right? Right, David? Right, Michael? Yeah, is that what you're saying?
You're not going to get me on record saying anything about that.
We are modern men. We know better than to walk into a trap like that.
It was worth a shot. I kind of hate that your laugh doesn't get caught up on your mic that well.
No? Mine or Michael?
Nah. No, yours.
Oh. It's probably the noise cancellation.
Yeah. I know my mic is sensitive enough to pick up my snoring dog, so.
I love it. Can I pet that dog?
There are moments where I would say, if you can transport her to where you are, you can have her. She makes
no.
me mad sometimes. I'm mad at her right now. She would sell her own grandma into slavery for a bite of chicken. She's such a food yes. thief. It's
bro, that just sounds like dogs. Dogs are good. I've built a structure while we've been playing Valheim. I've built a compound.
Wait, you play video games while we're playing D&D?
Bro, I have ADD. I don't know what you want.
That's fine.
I have ADD and autism. I have 5 monitors. I don't know what you want.
Yeah, and you're a woman. I don't know. There's a male-female dynamic there, too. I'm like, don't talk to me. I'm cooking an egg. You cannot ask me a question while I'm cooking a fucking egg, or I will burn the egg.
I'm just hearing wheat. That's all I
hear. I have a friend who, she would... Be texting with me while watching a TV show while studying for her bar exam all at the same time. I'm like, and she was actually incoherent in her conversation. It's like, how? Why are you doing that?
For fun. Obviously. I don't know, I've been this way since I was a, like, little kid. I read all the time. Like, I read often, several hours a day. But I don't read the same book every hour. I currently have 7 open books that I'm reading. And I just kind of flip.
Wow.
I retain information very well. And the more stimuli I have, the more engaged I am, and more attention. I think that's so.
When I'm focusing on something I don't want to be doing, I cannot have the slightest distraction. Like my dog snoring, I had to wear noise canceling headphones and put on white noise while I was studying for my realtor's exam, because that shit was boring as fuck, and the slightest noise would knock me out of it.
If it's boring, I can't learn it. Like, if it bores me, I'm out.
It's also been a coon's age since I've been in school and had to, you know, learn something in that setting. Let alone online learning like that. Just reading something at a computer and then taking a test on it is awful. I much prefer a classroom setting.
I think I have a little bit of an advantage there before generally. Just because, as a poor kid in the South, one of the few ways you could get your hands on books is the Scholastic Book Fair, of which they had you take the tests on computers. So I got pretty used to that sort of dynamic.
I've been muted, haven't I?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, I came back when I started playing the music.
I didn't even notice.
I was just like, all right, guys, I'm back. Let's get ready. And then you kept talking. And I was like, oh, I guess it's an important conversation. And then it ended. And I was like, okay, yeah. I'm ready now. Let's do this.
I mean, we talked about Dora the Explorer. We talked about how koalas should all die.
No, I came back at online learning.
Yeah, and David and Felix confessed that they're both sexist. Michael and David, sorry. I just said David twice.
Yeah, well.
My bad. My bad, bro.
Fine.
Yeah, you in particular have angered me. Do not make me commune with Hera, goddess of all women. Sorry. I don't know. I got nothing.
The goddess of all women is my wife. Please get it right. Thank you.
Oh, shut the fuck. I will fight you.
Did you say with wife?
I'm not married yet. I'm planning to propose at the end of the year.
Wait, what? Whoa, whoa. Hold up. Sorry, you're burying the lead. Our little man's getting married.
Yeah, you gotta propose at the end of the year.
Oh my god.
You said you're going to propose at the end of the year?
Yes.
Okay.
Already talked to her family, who I got really close with, and told them to reserve the date for next year. So, everything is in stage. All right, well, let's continue with this. You guys are heading out here towards Werewolf territory.
Before we do that, do we need to take any kind of resting?
I'm good.
I wouldn't mind.
Oh yeah,
most of the way. Yeah, I need lots of naps.
Like short rest?
Yeah.
Or long rest?
That's all I need.
Short rest.
I'll take a short rest and I can recover some of my hit points too.
And that's a choice. It's a choice to be hidden. Yeah, I hated myself for.
Let me take a short rest for Arsino. There you go.
Now, I guess we're ready.
Did we win?
Looking at everyone's AC, just a reminder, I run a Dragonhand campaign where all the party is comprised of sorcerers and wizards, and they steamroll most of the encounters until I throw a boss at them that has magic resistance and immediately just shift it to, like, we're all gonna die!
I'm in a campaign that party I refer to as Soulcaster. It's like Kitty and I were the first ones to join, right?
Yep.
And she was like, "Yeah, I'll be a druid and I'll do tanking." And I was like, "Okay, cool. I'll play a wizard, so we'll have arcane and primordial covered. Yeah, we'll be good. We'll be good." And then the next person joins, and they're like, "I'm gonna be a bard." And we're like, "Okay." And the next person joins, "I'm gonna be a sorcerer." "Okay." Next person joins, "I'm gonna be a sorcerer." "Okay." Next one joins, "I'm gonna be a sorcerer." "Fuck! All right, we get it. Charisma casters are overpowered. Stop it."
Actually, looking at Arsenal, the armor class, it shows here 13 base with a chain shirt, plus 4 dexterity. How's she getting 4 dexterity with a chain shirt?
Good question.
I don't think they have a chain shirt equipped anymore. I'm pretty sure they're in. Or something. Yeah, what is going on? Like, they have a shield. There's that.
Oh, no. They have natural armor from their essence. Draconic bloodline, yeah.
Ancestry.
Okay.
They have a natural armor of 13, yeah.
Okay, so she's not wearing the chain shirt at all then. That's what it was.
That's women in our outfits, right, guys? You good, Kids?
Oh, damn it, I'm sorry.
Uh-huh, you good? You need some help? You alright?
I'm good.
You want a hug? You want a tummy rub? Snacks. I'll rub your tummy and I'll sing, "Nye-nye-nye-nye-nye." You know, like Carl Weezer.
I always like to pronounce croissant the same way Carl does.
Yeah. I kind of love Sheen.
Are you going to eat that croissant?
I love Sheen so much. That's my boy. I'd be that guy's friend.
There you go. That settles the mystery of Arsino's AC. Since you guys took your short rest, what travel pace are you guys choosing?
Maybe just normal pace. Is that okay? Is everybody?
Yep. Fine. Is that a normie?
All right.
In hey, case... you guys see the latest football Monday Night Football scores?
Hey, now, I will say that I have never been into football, but I am into football in a very narrow way because I am from Indiana, Bloomington, and we had the worst, the literal worst college football team in our division. And for the first time, we won. We went 16-0, which hasn't been done by any team since like 1894. And we won the championship. We went from having more losses than any other team in our division historically to having the best record since 1894 in the course of 2 years with a new coach. So, anyway. I'm actually watching college football, or I did the last couple of games.
When I was a kid, the Tennessee Vols won won the college Super Bowl equivalent Rose Bowl, I think. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's one of the bowl, yeah, one of the games.
Yeah, one of the college bowls. Yeah. And I can remember it was specifically because of Peyton.
Yeah.
And my elementary school had us work on a mural of the Tennessee Vol era, like full, like the art teacher was out there outline paint. That's all I remember. I don't know shit about football. I know there's a touchdown, and I know that my brother wore a lot of pads.
I know a little more than that now, but not much.
Cool, cool, cool. I don't feel like I'm missing. No offense to football lovers.
Also, I prefer watching it to baseball. Baseball makes me want to go to sleep.
Oh, my God. I got forced.
I saw a tweet about baseball. It's like, why do we make kids play baseball when it's like the sport with the most esoteric, incomprehensible rules that there is, and then you give it to children? Like, yeah. I'm sure little kids have no concept of baseball other than I hit the ball and I run, and sometimes I hit a base.
Sometimes my favorite time is when another kid gets hit with the ball. That's my favorite.
I'm not sure if that was in character or not.
I'm going to be real. It wasn't.
There is a lot of Julia in Ambition, we'll just say.
Yeah, there is. There is a lot.
Yes and no.
God damn it.
Yeah.
I think I was just a little shit because I can remember like I can remember my grandfather trying to get me to get into something that he was into. He was like, "I'm gonna buy you this NASCAR video game," and I'm like, "Oh, okay." And I start playing it, and he's like, "Wait a second, you've had this game for the week, and why are you driving the wrong way?" I'm like, "This way more people crash. It's way more fun," and he just like took it away from me. What's up, Gibbs?
Alright, let's do
this. We'd have been friends, right? We'd have been friends growing up, right?
I think so.
Alright, cool.
I think so. I was a problematic kid. I used to have a...
Probably would have beat you up at some point.
I had a file in the principal's office that, I don't know, you would think I was a Unabomber or something. All right. Normal travel pace. Please choose your skills for how you contribute to this adventure.
Okay, I'll do perception. I'm just not even going to say what I pick anymore. It's pretty obvious what I'm going to.
Well, Arsino has buckle for this.
Gibbs.
Dragon chess.
Gibbs.
Yeah.
It's perma advantage now. I rolled like shit. I rolled a 2 and a 5. I rolled a 2 and a 5!
God damn it.
Ah, fuck you, Gibbs.
Worse than a rogue.
Arsino keeps tripping on the snow.
Okay, look, man. Clerics, all. Okay.
Oh, keep in mind, Felix. Stealth is specifically for slow pace. Otherwise, you can only roll individually for yourself.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, Felix. Learn to play the game, dude.
Yeah. What should I do?
What about you, Ilya?
Since Arsino did athletics, I should do something else.
Well, they sucked at it, so.
Okay. I will. Because I was going to say, I can try to. I'm going to use intimidation on Arsino to try to get her to pick up the pace.
I'm all right with that.
Whoa, that's a feature I didn't know existed.
And it's what happened?
Whoa. So if I need to make you guys roll perception, I can just click this and you guys can roll. Damn.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I like tidy sheets now.
Converted.
Glad you're a big enough man to admit that, Gibbs.
Yeah, it's important that you can admit when you're wrong.
I guess if I want to contribute looking for signs of wolves, would you want survival or nature? Or something else, I guess.
That would be survival.
Okay, we're going to do survival.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you can get here within one stretch of the travel, so you only need to roll me a set of d20s once. See if you encounter anything along the way. All up to you.
Oh, wait, shit, sorry, I spaced. What?
D20.
Roll a d20.
Just a flat d20.
I mean, I guess. I don't know why I did it twice.
I'm gonna do the first one.
That's fine.
It's below average. So, whoever rolled the lowest, which is me or Felix, rolls a d100.
Yeah, it's you, dude. It's you. No. Nah.
I wouldn't rob the players of their chance to determine their fate.
But I mean, that's what DMPCs are for. Sorry. I had a DM once who had a DMPC who just could not die and was a total asshole to all of us all the time. So I attempted to kill him, and the DM got so mad that I succeeded in killing his DMP house that he...
So... You're cutting out again.
Oh, he left the house that he lived in.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Believe it or not, I have dealt with a lot of asshole bard characters.
Don't say.
This one was a few years ago. There was this player in one of my free games that when I started DMing was playing like your generic, I'm a horny asshole bard shtick, right? And
yeah, it's a shtick, guys. Guys, it's a shtick.
It was so generic. Anyways, I had this character. I swear I wrote this before the player joined. It was just a very funny coincidence. The party encounters a mirror party of themselves that's like state sponsored. Like the evil kingdom has their own adventuring party trying to go for the same quest. And the joke is that the entire party is meant to be like generic stereotypes of D&D adventurers, right?
Oh no. I already see where this is going.
They fought the party and they spared the fighter because they managed to convince him to like don't be a state sponsored goon. You can save the world with us. He was like a generic goody two shoes knight. That was like charismatic and whatnot. His name was Sir Jen, son of Eric. So, generic.
Yeah, I got it.
He was so bland that he was just meant to be a joke. The bard actually felt threatened by this guy becoming the main character. He felt that Sir Generic was stepping on his toes on what his role in the party was, being the quippy guy and the flirty guy, and it was just like the weirdest one-sided beef I ever had in a game, where this player absolutely hated an NPC because he was generic, and it was intruding on his turf. I don't think he ever caught to the fact that that was the entire purpose of the character. That he should have probably looked inwards as to why do I feel threatened by a generic NPC.
I'm sorry, you're asking someone... Are you asking a human self? I'm sorry. Like, I'm on your side, but also... People suck in general.
Oh, friendly encounter at the very least.
Yeah, sorry. I hope that wasn't.
What is this? What kind of encounter does a 71 get us? I hope it's like fluffy teddy bears with lollipops and ice cream cones.
No, it's drop bear koalas.
Damn!
It's just a little lore encounter.
Oh, okay, good.
The party finds a small roadside shrine half buried in the snow. Melted candles no longer burn. Oh, it clearly hasn't been visited in a long time. Their flames long extinguished. A prayer scratched into the stone begs for forgiveness from someone by the name of Anya.
Anya.
Yep, that's all you see.
Is it a shrine to any god or goddess that we might have recognized, like their Morning Lord or the Salune or anything like that?
Uh, I would say roll me a religion.
Oh. Guidance.
All right. You're probably better on their religion than I am anyway.
Yeah, but guidance. You could guide.
Here we go.
You got it.
Right. Felix, this is not a shrine to Selene. You're not exactly sure what god he might belong to, especially here in Barovia, where a lot of faith revolves around the concept of a god that they once knew, but has been erased from history. All you see is that the shrine seems to contain a lot of extinguished candles, some very small gold offerings, and a small obsidian plate with a purple brim sitting at the center.
The purple what sitting at the center?
It's a small obsidian plate with a brim of purple paint around it.
Any remnants of previous offerings?
Just a small 6 gold quantity. That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll throw a gold in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Too bad. Nobody seems to visit the shrine anymore. Because I'm not sure if it's because there's no people or they've just lost their faith.
Huh. Hard to tell. Who knows in a land like...
Well, yeah, no encounter, no combat.
Oh, neat. Yeah. I believe you.
The snowstorm seems to ease off a little after your offering.
Oh! Neat! Everywhere I go, the world just brightens. Have you noticed that?
You're a veritable ray of sunshine.
Indeed. I'm actually the most jubilant in all of my work. Voted such.
Bet you are.
Are you picturing, like, teenage Arsenault or teenage ambition? God damn it, you got me doing it to myself. teenage ambition, like, graduating. And she's, like, very excited and, like, has streamers and banners, and everyone else is just drab and,
I don't mean to do it on purpose. It's just I have another 2 tieflings. And one of them is named Malice, and the other one is named Obsidian.
Look, bro. I did not make up the lore of tiefling virtue name. Okay? I didn't do it. It wasn't me.
I know. It's just, I get confused. And you're all pale.
Are we really all pale?
Yes. But one became pale.
Came pale.
That sounds like some undercover brother type shit. Everyone had a joke. Go ahead. One by one. Let's try again.
David first.
I was just wondering if it was some kind of Michael Jackson thing going on there.
Alright. Good. Solid choice. Michael?
I was just going to say that you need to tell us which of those tieflings is your favorite. And why is it ambition?
Yeah, boy! and then... God damn it. Mine was, that sounds like some undercover brother type shit.
It is a Willie Michael Jackson situation, Philly. they are wanted in the campaign, so they had to change their identity. They use alter self constantly. So instead of being like a deep, like very deep black skin color, they changed to like extremely pale, and they changed the name from Obsidian to Pearl. So
literally a Michael Jackson situation.
All right, cool. Magical bleaching, cool.
Ambition is my favorite.
Hell yeah!
Nice.
I cannot wait to fuck over everybody. I mean, have fun playing the game as Ambition.
And you know why? Because you don't multi-class.
Bro, is that really why?
I feel like every tiefling that I've had under me, at the very least, dips into warlock.
Why? What is wrong with them?
Tiefling warlock, I guess it's just a popular character archetype.
I don't understand. It's fine. Also, there's no point in multiing cleric. There's just no point. I've already playing the best class in the game.
I think cleric might be one of the classes that gets weaker if you multi-class. Like, what, the only one, if I'm honest.
Well, wizard.
True. I can make some busted wizard stuff.
But yeah, you can make some busted wizard stuff, but they're very niche. It's like Blade Singer plus Arcane Knight or Eldritch Knight, whatever it is.
Also, yeah. Sorry, the map was fucking up. Here. The river narrows as it rushes towards the end. Its water churning white as... the waterfall on top plunges in front of you. Mist fills the air, cold and refreshing, clinging to your cloaks and dulling the sound until the world feels muted and distant. Near the base of the waterfall, half hidden behind the curtains of cascading water and jagged stone, you spot a small cave opening, its entrance worn smooth by countless hands and feet.
Interesting. May I make a survival check to try to identify what types of creatures came through here?
I would say... Yeah, roll me that.
Okay.
Survival.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a 17. You know what? Guidance. Bitches. 19. Eat your heart out, Ranger. Yo, I love your... I want to steal your dog.
Ambition.
Uh-huh.
Something you can tell without needing to roll at all is that these are werewolf tracks, for sure. But with a keener eye, you see that they don't seem to be combatants. You've met the werewolves of Barovia before. They seem to be extremely intelligent. All of them armored to some capacity, carrying weapons aside from their claws. These ones, though, they don't have that heavy of a footstep. You don't think they will be carrying any armor.
Okay, so werewolves have clearly been here. I don't know if we will encounter any ahead. I would like a little bit
of guidance here? Should we proceed deeper in, do you two think? Or three think? Or, and potentially encounter werewolves? Or should we leave, so as to not tip our hand about the evacuation?
Oh, I think we should go in. We came all this way. Also, something tells me the followers of Salune are not the werewolves that we have to worry about.
That's fair. Just be on guard, right, just in case. If there are more than a couple of them, I say we run, personally.
Well, why don't I go scout ahead and see what in there?
That works for me. Guidance.
Okay.
Yeah, just enjoy guidance. There you go.
Okay, and that's what I will do. I'm going to use my stealth with some guides. Man, it's a good thing I got that reliable talent. So 19 plus... Okay. So, like, 23.
Felix? Right here at the end.
Make this really small here. The entrance. Is it where this light is up at the top?
Right here.
Okay. Wait. Right. I guess I better put my token on there then so you can see where I am.
I have that. Idea. Yeah, I have that that Ralphie from the thing line going in my head right now.
I'm in danger?
Yeah.
I'm in danger.
Yeah, that's the one.
I mean, what do these werewolves look like they're doing?
Oh, are come they... on, that was a perfect Ralphie impression.
Yeah,
It was.
I'm really impressed.
Thanks. I've got some good impressions. Fine. Okay, so, Felix, you enter a cave. It's filled with werewolves, all in various stages of undress. Luckily, they're all covered in hair. You can't see a damn thing. It does, however, smell like wet dog in here, which is a problem. Make a constitution.
Smell the faint scent of updog.
What's that? What's that, Gibbs?
Nothing.
I had a. Go ahead.
I have got like three people in the last week. With a little fucking routine where I join a voice chat and I go like, hey guys, have you seen the new Arithra Arcana from Wheels of the Coast? It's so unbalanced. What the fuck were they thinking with some of these monsters? I mean, have you seen what the Mind Goblin can do?
Oh God, really?
Yeah. I think you mentioned another monster in the new Unearthed Arcana, but I can't remember what it was, but I remember specifically that you talked about both of them. So, both.
Felix. Inside.
It's like, we're not proceeding with this anymore.
Yeah. You're like, meh.
Inside of the cave, the roar of the falls fades to a deep, constant rumble. Firelight flickers across the cavern walls, revealing a tight-knit tribe of werewolves gathered within. Some sit close to the flames, others seem to be fishing by the water. They are no mindless pack. You can see that they have bedrolls and tents set up as well as small campfires with some cooking utensils.
Weapons or armor in evidence?
They do not seem to be carrying any weapons or armor. Just loose clothes. They don't notice you as you enter. You're not sure how long you can remain hidden, though. They don't notice you right away, but werewolves mostly detect by hearing and smell, even without sight. You see, a few of them seem to be bothered by any scent within the cave. They don't look towards you, though. They just look around, see if their clothes are smelly or something around the camp is giving off that scent.
Something died.
All right. Yeah. Definitely don't fart as I exit the exit the cave and go back and rendezvous with the party.
You don't want to crop dust in the werewolf cave, are you sure, bro? That seems like a coward's choice.
There's roughly a dozen or so werewolves in there. They're not armed, or I didn't see any weapons or armor. They look like they're just camping, like maybe they live there.
Can I respond to these? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm outside talking to you guys.
When did you get there? So I would like to remind you that werewolves don't need weapons. They have fangs and claws.
I mean, that is definitely true. Should I do an insight to see if they seem like they are belligerent or peaceful or somewhere in between?
I have an idea. And forgive me if this is
going to sound crazy.
May I just attempt this? May I attempt to talk with them? Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I was just going to suggest we hail the cave.
Yes, I have an actual... here. I have a solution for this. My eyes will light up and I'll cast Thaumaturgy, amplifying my voice throughout the cave. It echoes for 300 feet. And be like...
We are but humble adventurers and worshippers of the Divine Saloon, here to pay homage and tribute. Is it safe for non-werewolves here, or should we abscond?
Immediately you hear werewolf panic from inside the cave.
Yeah. We come in peace.
Glad we avoided startling them. Werewolves.
Yes, I'm so good at talking to people. No one has ever been startled while talking to me.
Some of them roar with aggression, but it's not specifically aimed at you with malicious intent. It's more they are startled, and their immediate response is to be on the defensive. You do hear them call out for a name. Like multiple sets of werewolves call out from the same name. Zuleika.
Zuleika? With a Z?
About a minute later, you will hear a voice echo from inside, beckoning you to come in.
Okay, we'll come in one at a time. Felix, you first.
Quickly,
we'll come in.
Before anyone sees you.
Oh, okay, we're in a hurry. We'll just go.
As you may your way inside, you will see a noticeably bigger werewolf than everyone else standing near the entrance. She has inside. Her hands, her claws outstretched, but more of a precaution. You also recognize her appearance. She looks nearly identical to the werewolf form of Maria Toronescu.
Like,
do I sense identical? Any... Go ahead.
I was just going to say, more identical than any of the other werewolves we've encountered so far, right? So, like, definitely a resemblance?
Yes.
Familial, possibly?
Okay. What were you going to say?
I feel wary about making a claim. I come off as racist.
All werewolves look the same to me.
We mean you no harm. We are but humble travelers looking for a sacred location. And we're sort of on a holy quest, if you would, as well. And we're always looking for new allies and friends along the way. My name is Ambition, that's Felix, and Ilya, and Arsino is the ornery looking one who currently has some dust in her only good eye. What is your name?
I am Suleika Toronescu, leader of this tribe. And you must be insane to call out to werewolves. Any other tribe would have torn you to shreds.
They do say that I'm blessed by the divine. I'm quite lucky. But, lesson learned. Thank you for the advice.
There are no blessings in this cursed land.
Well, not all of us are from here.
Toronescu, you say? Coincidentally, we came here looking for the remnants of the Toronescu clan. See,
as you say that, Suleika seems to almost get into a fighting stance. Carol sent you.
No one sent us. You're perfectly safe.
You see, it's a long story, but we knew one of your ancestors, Maria Toronescu. And we came to see if we could find her.
She made us some... She made us a vow.
Suleika seems to relax a little at the mention of Mariah. But once again, something seems to be off. At least with your words that she is not fully accepting. You invoke her name with a lie.
May we show you?
None of you are elves.
May we show
you? Sure as hell are not 200 years old.
Well, actually, Ilya probably is. If not more. Appearances can be deceiving. May we show you our evidence?
Do we have evidence?
We do. We have the Book of Raven.
Oh. Okay.
Very well.
This is for your eyes only. Some of the information here is not to be given to those aligned with a certain count. But, being as you are a descendant of Mariah, I feel comfortable with that. Do you all?
Yeah, my blessing,
sure.
I'll approach
and very gingerly hold out the Book of Raven to a selected page.
He takes it from your hands and gently flips through it. Despite her gigantic size and claws, she seems to have very good control of him. She reads the pages and sees her mother both illustrated and described in them. Seems to visibly relax and exhale. Find this.
What was that?
Where did you find this? And I do still feel a little deceived. You said you knew my mother.
We did.
You read about her.
We did not read about her.
That is no normal book. When we first opened it, our minds were placed into the story. Describe it. We lived those events.
You might recall stories of her adventure with the heroes of Berez. While our consciousnesses were placed into the heroes of Berez. So we were her companions on that adventure. It's magic, am I right?
It's really complicated. I'm so sorry. The arcane wild. But I'm a healer of sorts. Felix is an accomplished private investigator, or just investigator. Paranormal specialties. TK is an honorable knight of Argendvost, or formerly. And Arsinoe is... Well, she has a vendetta against vampires. So, she's along for it. My point is, we mean well, trustworthy, and honestly, seeing you here now, and I can't help but think about how much you look just like your mother. And my heart warms. So whether you decide to help us, it's up to you. But I'm happy to have met you. How's that for a persuasion, motherfucker?
Roll me with advantage.
Oh, you're a silver-tongued devil, but you might think I was racist.
Can't guide myself.
So Leica returns the book to you, and at this point, well, she cannot fully retract her claws, but at least they're not, you know, out, like she's ready to slice you into ribbons. Bring back some pleasant and sorrowful memories. I do not know if I can help you, given the state of my people and my tribe. But at the very least, you should get some rest and warmth.
Have you had...
The war going on, I'd never turn my back. Those who need it.
We appreciate your hospitality. And we'll avail ourselves. Now, is there a current location here? Oh, it's just... We followed the river upstream from the statue that your mother carved.
Found it.
Yes, we did. We recognized it.
I couldn't help but think that there might be some religious purpose or significance.
She is probably the Z.
Either, yeah.
I assume you would know who they are.
All too well. But before I continue, join me in the inner sanctum. And
there.
Let me tell you what happens after the ages of your book ended.
Very well. I turn to look at Felix. Story time!
You might have trouble getting there. Admittedly, this place is not exactly meant for non-werewolves to navigate. Don't be afraid of my tribe. I guarantee you they're probably more terrified of you.
I mean, seriously, have you seen me?
We're non-combatants.
Good to know.
And Suleika will just jump into the freezing cold water that will probably give you hypothermia.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. What's the safest route?
Well, there's a ground path here.
Yep. I'll just go la da 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 da. I'll just travel across. We'll take the same path route here.
It looks like.
Yeah. Oh, Felix, that's cheating. You can't go in the ceiling.
No, I'm not. I'm not using my spider climb in any obvious manner here. I was thinking, though, that I could scramble over these rocks and use it in. Incognito, as it were. Just.
I am wall running like a monk, guys.
not wall running, but just like pretend that I'm climbing the rocks when I'm actually just spider climbing. Like I'm not in any danger of falling off of them. And I could go do the same thing up here and meet her over here. And I'm going to select the comfiest seat on the log here while I wait for you.
Cheater! Cheater! He's cheating! Ilya, look, he's cheating! Do you see this bullshit?
As this is happening, and you guys need to take the longer route hopping between the rocks here, I don't have tokens for this, so just some theater of the mind. You will see some werewolf children suddenly run past you and just blow raspberries at you as they easily jump between the gaps with their superhero
strength. Oh, those are adorable. Oh. I wonder if it's as fun to kick them as a puppy. I think to myself. Not all.
Arzino cannot respond. They are an the NPC. They just T-pose.
You goddamn right. Do you need any checks for us to get across here?
Just some athletics or acrobatics, whichever you feel more comfortable with.
Yeah, not the dex one.
Hey, you managed to clear right through.
I want to shot. Can we make it canon that I race Arson across? Yes. And that I fucking smoked that hoe.
I'm gonna take a running leap.
Huh?
I'm gonna take a running leap across here.
All right. Roll me in athletics. I believe it is beyond your standard running leap jump distance.
Fifteen.
That clears it. Okay, for flavor, I'll say you just barely reach the end. It's 50-50 whether your balance will go backwards or forward. And as you're trying to steady yourself, small hand of a werewolf child just yanks you by the shield forward. He laughs and then gets scolded by their parents as he runs away. They seem to be actually pretty wary of you. You watch as they just hide their child behind them and step aside.
As I walk by them, I'll give them a respectfully wide berth, but I will give them a little two-fingered salute and say thank you for the assist, young one. I'll stop for a moment. I'll let Quill come up and land on my hand and say, would you like to meet my bird? I'm looking at the two parents for approval.
The two parents still seem wary, but they appreciate your respect. Distance. The kid slowly emerges from behind their parents and takes a step forth. You get the sense that he wants to speak, but doesn't have quite the same mastery of the common language in his verbal form. Adult. It comes off as a series of light growls instead. But you don't feel any feral or hostile intentions.
Quill will hop onto his wrist and peck playfully at him. Make some vocalizations. After a few minutes,
they play around a little, and you watch as the kid gets more excited. At some point, though, you will notice that he seems to be getting into a bit of a frenzy, at which point one of the werewolf parents pulls him away, and they actually direct their ward at you. Dory, he's young, still struggles to fight the primal instincts sometimes. We all go
through it. The heart of a warrior. That fire will serve him well someday. I'll give them a short bow and then head on my way. Take another running leap across the narrow place here.
You see a beautiful cascade of water that lets just enough sunlight through to give him a warm bath of light to this small area. So Lake awaits for you in what seems to be meditation. You arrive, she turns back. Would you like some soup? It's fish.
That's okay. That would be lovely. Fine.
From that memory you have of my mother. What did she tell you about the amulet story?
It can cure a vampire. If
you're right time. Cutting out.
Oh, it can cure vampirism.
We were with her, well, in a way, when it was recovered. We were also there in that same way when she took it back to her people. But after that, I think we don't really have any knowledge, but I'm guessing by the look on your face, the news is bad.
That's history, always slant. My mother sought the amulet for its divine power. Not your vampirism, to connect to the gods, even when the mist will oppress our faith. We had our own prophecy back then, you see. That a child blessed by Siliune would be born and unite the werewolf tribes and restore us from the darkness that looms over us. And just in case I forgot, that is something that Mariah did mention. She was pregnant at the time, and she wanted her, or the oracle said that her child would be the one to inherit this responsibility. I suppose fate was not on our side.
The funny thing.
Sorry, continue.
The funny thing about fate is that often we tend to forget that there is so much of our story yet to unfold.
Prophecy never turns out the way you think it will.
Indeed.
The first thing that changed was my mother didn't just give birth to me. She was actually pregnant with twins.
Mazel tov.
Sorry, that was not in character. That was just me being a shit.
Thus we were born. Ian, brother Romulus.
Romulus?
That doesn't sound like a traditional Barovian name.
Our names came from prophecy. The oracle named us, not my mother. She said that after we were born, the vision she had in her mind had changed. One of us would be the ones to unite our tribes and save us from the dark. But who it was remained to be seen. My mother, she carried out that ritual of Siliune, using the amulet to form a divine connection beyond the mists. To power it, she even gave up her immortality.
Oh.
Don't worry. What is it? She still went on to live a normal lifespan afterwards of a human.
She lived a good life, I hope. Partially. Met a peaceful end.
Her sacrifice was for nothing. The ritual didn't work. We connected with Siliune. We felt her blessing, the moonlight shining over us that night. My brother and I bathed in it, feeling the light empower us, and then a wave of darkness growing within us. And she's going to use her hands to move aside some of the fur, which is extremely thick, so it takes a bit of effort to show you the skin underneath.
And you will see werewolf scaping is rough.
Yeah, you will see a lot of thick black veins running from her heart all the way to her neck. Mother Night,
Well, I'm sorry, did you say Mother Night?
The opposite of our goddess Elune.
Yes.
Terrible Shar.
I am familiar.
She poisoned the ritual, prevented us from gaining the blessing of our moon mother. We weren't special, we were just failures. Since the ritual didn't work, the prophecy was deemed false. The tribes continued to wage conflict with each other as they always did before. And all that faded into the past.
And what of the clan Torneth?
We lost a lot of our drive that day, a lot of the respect that the other tribes had for us, but we still lived. My mother didn't know what to do. She had a crisis of faith. This happened. She still believed that one day it would be either my brother or me that would lead the werewolves, so she sent us to live amongst the humans in secrecy, to learn from them, to judge what our future with them could be. I believe that's where you found that statue, wasn't it?
Yes.
Beltivar.
Exactly.
I'm still fond of that place. It's a shame we have to terrorize it. We never hurt anyone. Just put on a show.
Ah.
So that was you.
I was right.
Why do you have to terrorize them?
That is a command of our apex, Carol. We disobey. If my tribe is seen as going against him, my people will be completely eradicated. Every single man, woman, and child in this place would be killed. What do about it?
See.
We are already just a small fraction of what we used to be. Used to be. Over 100 strong, just my tribe alone. Small handful remain.
Is your tribe tasked with the townspeople's slaughter should they try to evacuate? Or is that the purview of one of the other tribes?
It's the purview of all the tribes. Carol's position is not natural, you see.
Physicality.
It's more than that. It's a dark gift. Carol aligned himself with Ravenloft and received some dark magic from the court. His power is measurable. But above all, his voice is something we cannot deny. Every command he speaks is like instinct to us. We can't resist it, we can't fight it. Doesn't matter if you agree with him or not. What he says is a command, truly.
special I can do.
If... if his leadership is unnatural, propped up by Ravenloft, who would be the next in line after him should he no longer be fit for leadership?
Yes, the line is...
That would be whoever defeats him in battle amongst the tribe leaders. But no one would challenge them. His voice is absolute.
So it sounds like... and pardon me. Outside.
I can't understand you.
Yeah, you
heard it. Pardon me if it's a bit presumptuous, but it sounds to me like you need help from an outsider.
Good help matters, but I doubt you could solve the problem at large.
One problem at a time.
There's two exceptions. His voice doesn't affect my brother or me. Maybe some faint trace of the blessing that Selene wanted to bestow upon us. But it didn't matter. They weren't strong enough to do anything. My brother challenged Carol, in fact. Romulus stood up to him. And, well, Carol is someone with no honor. Simply commanded all the tribes to hunt him down. He's still alive, this much I know. We have a connection, just... I don't know where.
Is your brother as much of a devotee of Selene as you?
Yes, but we differ greatly in how we interpret her blessings.
What if I told you there's a chat that you communicate with your brother right now? What would you say to
Romulus? I would ask him where he is. We may bring him home. I could bring him home. My people shouldn't step into this. I'd be slaughtered.
Okay, so in 25 words or less, what would you like to say to him?
Where are you? We'll get you home. Then we must hide. We can't win this war. Just preserve Mother's legacy.
Is there... is there something that only you know from your shared childhood that would perhaps convince him that this is a safe message? Yeah, you're welcome, Gil.
Learn to swim.
Okay. I'll send the message. I have his name. That's all I need.
All right. Ambition, you're going to get a response almost right away. The response has to also fit within the 25 words, right?
Uh-huh.
The The message is very simple. Do you hear their voice when you hear the message, by the way? Just, you can recall the spell for me.
I hear the voice in my mind. And it's translated. So, I don't know if that matters. It's just me.
All right. You will hear a deep, booming voice echo in response. The dens of Torok Trive. Once I'm free, there is no retreating, sister. And let's see if he can fit it in, otherwise he's going to cut out, but he's going to try. You hear him repeat the very same words that Mariah spoke 200 years ago. There is no call we do not answer, no faith that we betray.
I'll share that message aloud.
Zuleika seems frustrated by the response. Talk him out of it.
I'm afraid I'm a bit tapped. That's all I had for the day.
It's okay. It has to be a conversation in person. Otherwise, you be here for weeks of us arguing. Stubborn man. He has a death wish.
Gibbs, could you put the name of that place, Dens of whatever it is, in the chat so I get the correct spelling?
My brother and I argued all the time as well. He, the dutiful son. And I a bit more mischievous.
My brother is consumed by our promise to her mother and strange visions that I'm not entirely sure are even real. Perhaps Morovian madness has set in.
If your brother, if I can get a moment to inspect your brother, I will tell you.
Do what you must, but still, this is not a war we can win. Carol has complete command of all tribes. Doesn't matter if Romulus thinks he's stronger than Carol. None of us are stronger than hundreds of werewolves.
I ask. Simple question.
Yes.
Can you and your people freely?
So you cut out. Can she and her people?
Can you and your people move freely? Can.
Mostly. We still have to fulfill the orders of Carol.
I understand. However, may I ask that you wear some sort of marker to identify yourselves when out and about?
We can.
That would be helpful. To distinguish friend from foe. Additionally, I assume the werewolf clans live ancestral home. So much of their terrain locale is well known to you and your people.
It's... And I know what my brother speaks of. The Torok tribe. Dens underneath their cave. It's closer to the south of the valley.
I'll pull out, Felix. Stop talking to the map and show the kind woman.
Yes, I was about to say the same. Could you show us on the map where the dens of the Torak tribe would be?
Yeah, show us on the map.
Well, damn it. There you go. There you go. I could copy paste it. I hate my least favorite part is having to draw stuff. It will be in the mountain ranges up here.
Is that the same location that General Kreskov pointed out to us that was sacred to Selune?
This whole area is sacred to Selune. This is their spawning grounds, where they rejuvenate every full moon. The entire mountain range is covered in snow.
Got it. Zuleika, what would you say if we said to you that we could reunite you with your brother?
Then you would truly be a blessing. You understand that I cannot help you.
Yeah. In fact, you've already given us more information than we previously had. You've already helped quite a lot.
Do me a favor. Once you rescue my brother, don't indulge his crazy ramblings, please.
Crazy ramblings about toppling Geralt and bringing him down.
That is a noble cause, but it's impossible. And what I meant is he believes he also has the gift of the Oracle.
Only time will tell, or something.
He claims to see flashes of things that are to happen. Pursuing these visions has cost us everything. His last attempt to kill Carol and assassinate him led to our tribe being nearly wiped out.
Here's a question. A werewolf who dies is reborn or resuscitated, however it is that you come back in your holy place. Would your people not simply regenerate? Or is it different when a werewolf kills one of its own kind?
It's different. You mortals can kill us during a full moon using silver. Us werewolves can kill each other at any time. Or tribe leaders. Well, we receive a special protection from the moon. We can only be killed during a full moon by another werewolf.
Oh.
That's what makes Romulus. Sorry, that's what makes Carol unstoppable.
I'm going
to. A single command, we're all unable to challenge him, touch him. No one else can get the job done.
Fortunately, find a break control.
Sorry, whatever.
Need more information. It sounds like we need to find a way to understand how control here, the werewolf and where.
Really?
And if there's some way to counteract.
Guess what you're saying? But yeah. You're cutting out a lot.
Ah, son of a bitch. So, we need to find a way. We gotta find a way to counteract the werewolf charm.
Yes. Yeah, when you speak louder, it works fine. Okay.
Ah, right, cool. Yeah. Sorry, it's because I'm eepy.
Noise cancellation.
It's off. That's the weird thing. It's off, and my fucking gain is so goddamn high that people complain to me.
Oh, it's not.
And I still get cut off.
Okay. So, okay, I'm just thinking through it. When we reunite you with your brother, would you prefer that we bring him here? Or is there another location that you would rather?
Yes, here. We are secluded from most of the tribes. He'll try to convince you to go somewhere else. Please don't let him.
Let's see.
Do any of you have siblings?
In the past.
Several of me do.
It's a funny.
Then you know the struggle of keeping them alive against their own stupidity.
We will find your brother. Help him to reunite. But before we can do that, we do need to evacuate the village. We're very concerned about werewolf attacks between there and Kresik. Is there anything that any insight or information you could give us that might aid us in getting them safely into the town?
There's a snowstorm coming up soon. Find you some cover. You're still worried that you're not stealthy enough to pull off such a feat. You could brute force it. But it will depend on how confident you are in your strength. I know the location of the den of werewolves that's tasked with looking over Keltivar. The ones that are tasked with killing anyone who tries to evacuate. You'll get that.
Just fixing something.
If they are removed, then there's no risk. I can guarantee you my people will not step foot outside of this cave. Like I told you, the voice of Carol is absolute. But you can outsmart it somewhat if you're creative with your interpretation. He told us to kill all people from Kresik and Keltivar on sight if they try to leave, so they will simply not be in our sights.
Do you think the other tribe
keep going,
will...
but I gotta BRB.
Do you think the other tribe will be as creative in their interpretation?
As much as I could say that Carol has us all as hostages, they would be inaccurate. Unfortunately, there are some tribes amongst us who agree with Carol, revel in the power given to us by Ravenloft. support the war against Kresik. The nearby tribe is unfortunately one of those. Even without the command, they would still be loyal.
I see. I don't know yet how we will accomplish our task. We had thought the same as you about the storm. But it would definitely not hurt to know the location of the den. Is that also something that you could mark on our map?
It's going to be the same location as the one that General Kreskov pointed out.
Okay. The other big red X there.
Yep.
Perfect.
Well, this is basically an option for you guys on how to approach this. You can try to do it stealthily and avoid conflict altogether. If you fail and you're noticed, you might face werewolves in an open field with civilians around in the line. Or you could go eradicate the werewolf then here, not have to worry about any problems on the road.
How many wolves?
Small team dedicated purely for this ambush. I believe a dozen or so.
Well, I'm not liking the idea of taking on a dozen prepared werewolves. Even if
Do we have any magic users?
Sorry?
Do they have any magic users?
Two, I believe.
Thank you for this information. Can you tell us about the other werewolf clans and their leaders?
Yes. The Tauruk tribe is the tribe that's keeping my brother, I suppose. Makes sense. They are true loyalists to the Apex. They supported Carol even before he made an alliance with Ravenloft. They only respect strength and death. There's the Oseth tribe, who are on the neutral ground. I believe they're under the influence of the Voice. Without it, they would probably break away. Trife Toranescus. Not much remains of us. You know where we stand. Even before this whole conflict. Just wished to live in peace, undisturbed. I need to get back to you on the remaining information.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
But she can tell you.
Exposition.
Yeah, she can tell you roughly. If I had to guess, I would say the majority of us do not want to follow Carol. We're just forced to because of the Apex Voice. But without it, perhaps a quarter of us still stand with him. Getting rid of the Voice would not immediately solve our problems. He would still be in charge. He would still be protected by a good amount of us. But it would give us a fighting chance, and a damn good one.
Question. You said a werewolf tribal leader can only be slain by another werewolf. Must they also be of of a particular lineage or rank.
They must also be a tribal leader, yes.
I see.
Well, he's a descendant of one.
I see.
Of all, it has to happen under a full moon. Both of them are the other strongest.
With my... Can I do an... You know what, I'll just ask. When is the next full moon?
Let's see. It has been a week since you guys left Valakia. Because the festival was on the very first day of the new moon. Which means you got 3 weeks left before the new moon. Well, before the full moon.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, wait, if it's been a week since the new moon, it's a month to the next new moon, so the full moon is like one is in the middle, so it's 1 week from now.
Sure. It was a mix up because in Barovia they don't measure months, they measure moons. So when I said new moon, it was me trying to say a new month. Forgetting the fact that a new moon is also a term for a state of the moon.
I see.
Gotcha.
The last full moon was during the Festival of the Blazing Sun, which was the whole Valakia event. That was a week ago. Since then, you've departed, arrived at Tresek, etc., etc. So the new moon is in a week. Full moon is in three.
Well, I thank you for your hospitality and the information you provided. Clan Torinescu will always have friends if you know where to look.
Good luck in your mission.
Thank you.
I wish I had better news to tell you. I wish that I could speak of a prophecy fulfilled by my mother.
Do you mind if we camp here for the evening?
Please do.
Thank you.
Oh, what do your clansmen typically eat?
We hunt for fish around these areas.
If you could have one meal in particular, what would you like?
Eel.
Okay. I'm going to cast Create Food and Water. And make a smorgasbord seafood buffet for all of us. I'll even put sushi. I tried this in my travels. It's actually quite delectable. It is raw fish. But it's perfectly safe to eat.
I'm guessing they probably eat raw fish pretty often.
Yes, but... It's quite fresh. Yeah, I'll share with the entire cave. Party included. Gibbs, can I please have an image of a werewolf eating sushi, please? You good? Do you guys think he's muted?
There you go. I will say muted.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, didn't hear shit.
It's the closest you're gonna get.
Damn. I got... That was a good one, though. Come on, dog.
Yeah.
That was.
Alright. So as we're kind of sitting around our camp, I guess as we're getting ready to bed down for the night and thinking, seems like Romulus and maybe Zuleika count both as clan leaders. Wouldn't be Indeed. A terrible thing to help them take out Carol. Even,
I think,
perhaps 2-on-1 if we could convince Zuleika to take part.
I think we could, after our current mission, we could inform our employer. I'm going to be careful with my words here. Inform our employer about our new information and see if they would be interested in forming a temporary alliance. At least with one member of, or at least with one tribe leader.
Maybe. I wouldn't necessarily bank on our employer.
Yes, but the option is intriguing, is it not?
Eventually,
I mean,
that was our hope anyway.
One can hold on to hatred and racism as much as they want, for as long as they want, but that's not going to end this war. That's not going to end this incursion or this oppression.
You don't have to convince me. And it was our hope that we might find allies on both sides eventually. So,
yes, well, you know what they say, there are plenty of good people on both sides. I'm proud of that joke.
Yeah. I just grunted and took it. like a knife to the gut. Yeah.
Do you think that Carol's named himself King of the Werewolves on Wikipedia?
Yes. Very, very likely. Actually, he probably just commanded someone else to do it. Yes. In terms of our immediate mission, though, what do you guys think of our two options? Fight it out on the wolves' home turf? Stealth? Try to sneak through the snow? As was our original plan? Gotta say, I'm not real happy about the idea of taking on 12 werewolves, but if we go in with a plan, we might be able to accomplish
it. Ilya, you faced off against one of them. Do you think we could take 12?
If they had no magic users, I think...
I can put a stop to that.
I mean, I don't know whether we could manage to force them into another honor duel.
We don't know if we would have to fight them all at once or not.
Yes. If we can divide, then we can conquer for sure.
Yes, it's something to consider. We have options, gentlemen and Arsenal. And much to rest on. Much to think about.
Well, either way, we need to get back to the town so we can think about it and discuss it on our way back tomorrow.
Sounds good. I have no idea what time it is, IRL.
I mean, this will be a good stopping point, I feel.
Yeah. I feel too. Maybe just...
Unfade.
We're going to take a long rest here, right? So we can just click long rest and then call it a session.
All right. Yes, bye, bot.
You will not be disturbed here.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm reporting awesome. Your bot, dude.
Well, why did my bot do?
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
You got anything to do immediately after game?
Yes, I do.
Did you like Tony Hawk Pro Skater and shit growing up?
Hell yeah.
Do you like weird, abstract, kind of like street or punk art?
Yeah, I do.
Alright, check out a game that's published from Devolver Digital. It's called Skate Story. You play as the skate demon who is made out of glass. And the game is just doing tricks and solving puzzles and fighting bosses by doing epic tricks on them. And the music is all self-composed by the same artist, and the game looks like a retro VHS tape. Like, that's the aesthetic.
I mean...
Yeah, bro, it's amazing. 10 out of 10. Highly recommend. I think it's on sale. It's on Steam. Enjoy.
All right. I will see you guys. Thanks again for a good session. And I'll see you guys next Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, good night.
Right, whatever you
did, Juliet, to your microphone, it's much better.
Yeah, so Logitech G Hub is required for my drivers for Windows in particular when it comes to using the Blue Yeti microphone. However, Logitech G Hub doesn't tell you when it updates, it just does it. There's no way to disable automatic updates. Because it has to constantly be online in order to function. So when it updated, it changes your settings and forces you to log in, but it doesn't tell you you need to log in, so it just chills in the background of your processes and just doesn't work. So I just had to run it as admin in order to get it to function.
Well, congratulations.
Thanks, dude.
All right, see you next week.
Later on.
See you next week, guys.